Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us, or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
First we were cold, now we're angry.
Yes.
That was off the air, though. We'll keep the anger off the air. Mm-hmm. Tony and LD are with us. A little later on, our comedian buddy Josh Schneed and our new comedian buddy Jason Salmon are going to stop in. Petey Mac.
Craig can get angry, though.
Craig, yes. Get angry, Craig.
Just got this note from our friend Laurie, who contributes to the Twitter feed.
I like Laurie
quite a bit. Wanted to share this with you. A little lady I take to work. She's a driver. Loves listening to the show, has for 15 years.
Thank you.
Started when a friend at work told her, you need to listen to these white boys.
Ooh.
She loves it when Craig flips, and Petey is her favorite.
Yeah. So she likes an hour of the show.
Nah, yeah.
Oh, you know what? She's a black chick, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why Petey's your favorite.
Yeah, I know.
Because Petey's, yeah. Besides Tony, he's the blackest guy on the show. Which is really a
No, I think Tony's too.
No, no. Tony is more blacker than Petey.
It's close.
Yeah. No, it is.
Day to day.
Because I don't think white people say you need to listen to these white boys.
No, no.
That's the only way we get listeners. I mean, that is our marketing plan for 25 years, right?
Listen to these white boys.
We've been number one for years. We don't need to tell anybody you don't play Metallica all frickin' morning long.
One of these days, though, I'd like somebody to say that Tyler's my favorite or Todd's my favorite. Because everybody else is their favorite.
Yeah.
We never are.
Yeah.
Well, because you guys are the host. We're
the biggest dicks on
the
show.
The hosts are never really the favorite.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are the biggest dicks on the show. Yes, we are. By far.
Right. You're my favorite, Todd.
Yeah. And the hosts usually are never the best.
No, you're my favorite.
Yeah, they're never the best broadcasters on the show.
Yeah.
The hosts are always the worst.
Let's just fire everybody. We'll move on, man. Tony, you want a job?
No.
No, I got to fire Tony. People like Tony, too. Tony's my favorite.
I'll take it.
2 hours once a week. I love the show.
We're surrounded by good people.
Dicks.
Except on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
That's right, LD's here.
You got to bring it down. You bring it down on Friday.
Mr. Evans, how many more Deadpool names are left there?
Oh, God, I forgot.
Yeah.
Half a page, three-quarters of a page.
Because they put Bush's lower half into the ground yesterday. The rest of it's today.
Did Arkansas make a bowl game?
No, they're one of those crappy teams.
Oh, no. Okay.
You had to describe Arkansas fans what a bowl game is, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Did they win three games? Or two?
I'm only aware of two so far.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So far.
They were two and something.
Another one's still in dispute.
Yeah, yeah.
They're recounting. They're recounting. In Arkansas, they're going to recount the points.
They do have to.
They're that dumb. Sorry, I hate to piss off all of Arkansas. They're that dumb in Arkansas.
You don't care about Arkansas.
No. Unless we get affiliate there, then I would say they're very cool. And I'd say, I always say they're very cool.
I wish, yeah.
We hammer our own. What are you talking about? Yeah. So they have trouble counting there. And there's like still eight guys looking at the scoreboard. Okay, you start two. I think we lost it. Count again.
Don't act like it's North Carolina.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's where they can't count.
That's a bunch of no-counting sons of bitches there.
That's also fraud.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's also fraud.
And your boys down in Florida don't count very well
No, they don't.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
Were there any teams with just five wins that made a bowl game?
I don't think this year. I don't know. I didn't look, and I didn't care, for that matter, because even last night there was like the Herbie Awards and some other things.
Yeah.
College football goes away. They lose interest.
Exactly.
We'll probably do more of this when Petey gets here, but they lose the nation's interest now.
Yeah.
And they could stay, at least not neck
relevant.
And neck, relevant
yes.
during this time, but they go away.
Like, yep.
Nobody
for example,
cares.
I think they're down to Final Four now. And Division I AA.
Right.
So there'll be playoffs this weekend.
Right.
But I was looking at that. There are 39 bowl games. So 78 teams are involved in bowl games. There's only 130 teams in Division I college football. So that's 60%.
That's terrible.
60% go to bowl games.
Yep.
That's awful.
So I figured they might have to throw a five-win team in there. Some are too proud. But some, we'll take it. We'll take the money. We'll take the practice time.
Yeah.
My boys need a PlayStation.
Listen, some of the kids are not even playing because they're getting ready for the draft, so they're not going to even play.
That's a new thing.
I wouldn't play either.
Yeah, if you're any sort of draft prospect, you're just sitting out, unless it's the playoffs.
Right.
Except for that one dude. Who's the guy sat out? Oh, Big Bowl, the Rose Bowl. Guy saw McAfee. Did he sit out for the
McCaffrey did.
McCaffrey.
It wasn't the Rose Bowl. It was like Sun Bowl. It was some crappy game.
Oh, it was a crappy bowl. Okay.
So he's like, I'm not playing.
Yeah, unless you're in the college football playoff, if you're a first-round draft pick, sit out.
Yeah, if you're a first-rounder headed to the Cheez-It Bowl.
Or the second round.
Then you're going to sit out. Yeah.
Well, there's just been too many stories lately. You know, guys just getting huge injuries in those meaningless bowl games. Lose their whole rookie season.
Keyword, meaningless.
Cheez-It would be a great shirt, though. The Cheez-It Bowl t-shirt would be great.
You want one? I'll have my son fetch you a Cheez-It Bowl shirt.
Is it in Phoenix?
It's in Tempe,
Who's playing?
I'm not sure. I haven't checked
Who's
my
in the
Cheez-It Bowl schedule.
I would just wear that shirt. Oh, which one are you a fan of? Cheez-Its, I would say. Because I'm sure it's Shooty. Ain't Penn State. I know that.
Now, speaking of which, I tried some dog treats last night.
Who's in the Cheez-It Bowl?
Tried some dog treats last night. They tasted exactly like Cheez-Its. In fact, they're probably better for you than Cheez-Its.
No, there had to be rat ass in there. It's dog food. They don't care.
It was dehydrated cheese. That's it.
Yeah, you got Cal and TCU.
There you go. Who do you like?
Cheez-It Bowl.
Cheez-Its.
I'm a big TCU. Yeah. I like their mascot.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big horned frog, right? Yeah. There you go.
Oh, it's a Christian. It's a big Christian frog.
Christian frog. That's right.
So tell me about these dog treats there, Todd.
Do you realize you have other food in the house? Or it's just all dog
And was that food? Cheese good for a hat? No, because it was dehydrated. I don't think you want to wear a dehydrated cheese hat, because like if it rained on you, it would just blow up. It would just become huge.
That'd be great.
It would become like a cheese suit.
That'd be great.
Instant umbrella.
Peck of cheese.
There were two types of cheese. One was a white cheese, and that just tasted like cardboard. But the cheddar cheese stuff tasted
more of, man.
Exactly like a Cheez-It. Like a Cheez-It cracker.
Were you on the floor eating it beside the dog?
When's the last time you had a Cheez-It cracker? Oh, recently. Oh, have it? Yeah, within the last couple of months.
Oh,
I'd
my
say.
Kids love Cheez-Its. They're
I
laying
do too.
Around.
Yeah,
I got
around
some in the cabinet right now.
They're laying around.
We hadn't had any in a while, and
so your kids are slacking.
So I had to get them some.
I bought the
you
Costco
kids eat
box.
Cheez-Its.
That's exactly. You got to have some Cheez-Its. I've been wanting some.
I've done that too.
Todd eating dog treats.
Just the good stuff.
You put your feet in the air and rub your ass on the carpet too. I'd
just
love to see that.
The good stuff.
I seen him in a parking lot. He's in the back seat, like just crawled all over the seat. The window was down. I was like, who left Todd out in the car?
Are these Todd's nose prints all over the window?
Ain't a nose.
Yeah, because they've got these, they're hooves. They're hooves of some small animal, you know, and they eat the bone marrow out of those. And I haven't tried those yet.
Don't. I would say not to.
They don't look too appealing.
I would say not. Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
Oh, my goodness.
But the cheese treats, they look perfectly edible.
Oh, it's good stuff.
And they were.
What's new on the Deadpool there, Craig? How many was that list we got left about for at least HW or whatever his name
yeah,
was?
Yeah, that's what we have maybe half a page left for George H.W. Bush. Some of the players that had him include, but are not limited to, Always Blaming Jim.
Yeah.
Amish Facial gets a hit, as does the Amish
different.
Oil Change.
Yeah, the Amish Oil Change. Google that. Google that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
No, don't.
No, do it.
Do it at work.
Do it at work. Share it with friends.
Do it at work on somebody else's computer.
Show grandma if she, or during the holidays. Grandma, want to see some on the internet? It's called the Amish Oil Change. Nice seeing it.
I did it.
Yeah.
Anthony Weiner's selfie stick gets a hit.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your wiener.
As does Aretha's open garage door.
Yeah.
An asshat. Associated Press.
Associated Press.
Good job, man.
Ass cancer gets a hit.
Oh, man. That's not good.
ASU sucks. Bear down, Arizona.
Uh-oh.
I haven't heard that guy before. Screw him.
Don't ever read him again.
Yeah. Another cider making the list. This is the McCawkins family cider.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This particular McCawkins family member is Barry.
I was looking for the stickin'. Stickin' in?
Oh, yeah.
No, stickin'. What is it called again?
Stick it in.
Stick it in.
Stick it in. It's German.
The stick it in. I asked for that last weekend, the bar. You got the any cider? Yeah. You have the stick it in?
Bass to mouth gets a hit, as does Ben Dover.
Bass to mouth.
You might have to go to the...
That's an old school one. Yes. Ben Dover. Let's just go classic.
Big Bird's money shot gets a hit.
I don't know where that guy's head at.
That's
were
a great
were
one.
We talking about that? If he thought of that on his own, then he's got a problem.
Big Bird's. As opposed to us thinking about it on our own.
Good point.
Big Bird's.
Well, yes, I don't know if it's a good point.
That's good.
Big H's hermaphrodite cream gets a hit.
Oh, man. Don't eat that, Todd.
Big Orange 9mm gets a hit, and Big P and his little D.
That is a great cartoon. We're developing that for Nickelodeon.
Big P and his little D.
Yeah. That's like his little sidekick. Little D. What are you doing, little D?
Little D.
And, of course, we have other. We actually had another hit last night.
Oh, no, who?
An old wrestler.
Another
Larry
one.
Hennig.
What was his name?
I forget. Oh, yeah, I forget.
Look it up, Bush or Craig, whatever.
Peavy, I will.
Whatever.
I Tony. Will when we get to it.
No, I'm talking to Tony, actually. I just didn't get the name right after about five tries. Yeah. I pulled it up.
Larry LB. The Axe Hennig?
There you
oh,
go.
That's Mr. Perfect's dad.
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah. He must have been old
yes.
then. He's
well,
so,
yeah,
he was old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the Buzzcocks? Punk band?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know
yeah.
the Buzzcocks.
Pete
Shelley, the lead singer, died.
They think maybe of a heart attack. Nobody had him.
If he's a Buzzcocks, he's probably 62, wasn't he?
63. Yeah.
63.
Correct.
Right.
You know your Buzzcocks.
I do. Old punkers right. get old too,
yeah,
man.
Yes,
old
do,
punkers
man.
Get old too.
Their arteries clog just yeah. like you.
Yes.
And I just didn't care about the football game.
No, none of us
However, the one guy ended up with 238 yards rushing.
I had
he had a hell of a game.
I had him on my fantasy team.
No,
tied the NFL
and
record.
I realized it was stupid. And
that
I
record
quit.
Will never be broken. It can only be tied.
The 99-yard run.
99 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah. Mm. That's a hell of a run.
It is.
Kind of reminds me of the Tommy Frazier run. Back in the day when he was just running down the sideline against Florida. Yeah. There you go, Husker fans. Jump up now. And I meant that. It was a cool run that Frazier had.
Kind of reminds me of the Tony Dorsett run on Monday Night Football
yeah.
against the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. I remember,
yeah,
that.
I remember that one. Yeah,
that
they
one.
Played it last night.
Yeah. Did they?
Did they really?
Yeah. Who was on the call?
83, I think it happened.
Who was on the call for last night's game?
Do Buck and Aikman?
Oh, it's the
Buck
Fox
guy.
That's
Buck
who it was.
Yeah, Buck and Aikman.
So it was Buck's dad who was on the call for the football game.
Really?
However many years ago. So they played it.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
And he said, thanks for playing my dad.
He was good.
I don't think he was in the booth for that long, though.
He did mainly baseball, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't think so. Joe Buck maybe did a season or two of Monday Night Football.
So the Jaguars won, by the way.
No, the
Titans. No, I'm sorry, the Titans won.
Titans won.
Yes. Alex Smith's career in doubt. Apparently he got an infection.
Yeah.
You can get over infections after surgeries, I hear.
Yeah, he's a professional athlete, though. You just you read news and bang dudes.
No, that's just going to
no,
send him back.
An infection is an infection.
Yeah. I understand that, but an infection also can take your leg.
It could.
It's pretty dangerous for this guy, right?
But he's on.
You going to make? Okay, good.
He is under the care of doctor. The constant
good
care of doctors.
Good for him.
Yeah,
all of these players are.
What infection means? Staph infection? MRSA?
They're not telling us. But if you develop an infection after a surgery, that sounds like a hospital infection.
Yeah.
And many times hospital infections can be the MRSA.
Yeah, we all know what you do with MRSA.
And that will delay any kind of comeback. Well, he wouldn't come back this season anyway.
Oh,
He'd be lucky to play next year with that break.
But a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he had that compound fracture. That'll get you.
Oof.
Oh, MRSA free.
Craig is.
Not
man.
Yet.
Craig is.
Craig is, yeah.
Craig is. That's right. Hang on a second. I have the original then. Right. So Alex Smith just says,
"Oh, MRSA, MRSA."
It's just so silly.
I know.
I'm not the build-up. The build-up is the best.
Exactly, but, just... right. But Craig is.
Oh, MRSA, MRSA free.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Life-threatening infections are so funny.
They are. Got more emails. I got more texts last night. I'm sure it was that group text. We were all telling us not to wash down our medication with vodka.
What?
Dr. Mina.
I haven't heard that before.
No, I told her. You really need to get your... That's just poor bedside manner. You need to learn how to communicate.
Right. Right. Now she tells us.
Right. And guys who communicate for a living don't understand what she's saying. So clearly she has a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think, yesterday, I think we said you should wash vodka down.
Wash your vodka down right. with vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or anything. Wash your down with vodka.
Right. Boy, she's going off here. You're right. Jesus. Stop washing things down with alcohol. Any alcohol. Jesus H. Christ. I was just there. Yeah, she was. That's all I got in that conversation. Vodka's fine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I heard. She said something about washing it down with vodka, so I assume that's fine.
Yeah, she doesn't clearly communicate her message sometimes.
No. I don't think she knows how to articulate it because I told her that.
Yeah,
that's
I see
the problem
your,
with
your emails back here. Yeah,
yeah with doctors and a lot of people who are too smart for their own good. Sometimes they just can't
and
get their
her.
Message across.
That's her. Man.
That is. Well, it turns out Joe Buck was the radio announcer for Monday Night Football.
Say he wasn't on. The, he wasn't
for
in the TV.
Forever.
He wasn't in the TV booth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not you mentioned it. I don't ever remember him being in the TV.
He
booth.
Was not,
somebody
not for
else.
Monday Night Football. No.
But we used to host Monday Night Football parties and. You know, when we were doing radio things,
yep. mm-hmm.
and when I would drive home, I would listen to Jack Buck on the call.
We mentioned some of the names of the people that had George H.W. Bush. We will mention now that he has indeed been, he's done.
Are you sure?
The tour is over?
The tour is over.
Just a fan, that's just an emotional 5 days for that family, God.
Right.
Well, they had three services. Right. I mean, they said there was there was the one in D.C., there was one in Houston, and there was one when they got to the where they lay in College Station. It was just the family.
That was the day before.
Oh,
before
I see.
They flew him to D.C. to do that. There was
no,
three.
There was one. There was one yesterday.
Yeah, that was the one I'm talking about. That was the burial.
Yeah,
that was actual burial.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. That's
so
just
three.
Too many.
Yeah, three.
That's too many.
Yeah.
Did they have to do the ham sandwich celebration after each one? You know, a normal funeral, you go and then everyone meets.
That's a good
place
point.
And,
yeah,
and
little, they have the cut up white bread sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they call it, the ham sandwich celebration.
That's what we call it.
Join us for the ham sandwich celebration of George H.W. Bush's life.
It's like the big chill. When they're all sitting around that big house, the big chill. Yeah.
All the ex presidents in the basement of that cathedral in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to make it easier for parents to find the season's hottest holiday toys for their kids. He has introduced the Stop Grinch Bots Act of 2018.
Oh, do people suck these up and sell them on the secondary market or something?
They are referred to as cyber scalpers.
None of us have babies anymore. Well, Puss has a kid, younger kid.
She's nine.
Yeah, does she want anything funky that you can't find?
Yeah,
no.
Of course. What's the impossible to find item this Christmas?
Somebody has to give us a call on that one because we don't know.
Yeah, I have no clue. Yeah.
Because usually that's, what's she, 9? 10?
Yeah, 9. Yeah.
Get her a slinky.
Something cheap. Do it now because stuff gets expensive.
Did you teach her not to want anything cool?
You try, but they know.
Expensive.
They know.
But they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was looking at a distortion pedal for her guitar.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's cool.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
That's cool.
Yeah. Get her a new guitar.
No, she's got a guitar. She doesn't need another one.
Get her drums.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not happening.
Right. Yeah.
Does she want one of those things that Peter Frampton and Joe Walsh have when they're singing
the voice,
that?
The voice box.
I haven't gotten there yet.
The voice
we'll see.
Do you feel like we do? That's true.
I don't even know what that thing's called. It's got to have a name.
It's like talk
a
voice.
Mouth organ,
talk box,
right? Talk mouth.
Talk box?
I think it might be a talk box. Yeah,
yeah, you may have something there, Tony.
Yeah. I know Roger from Zap used to do it.
Yeah.
He used to have that.
Oh, I didn't realize it. I did not realize the time.
Yeah. It's 9:50. See you Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show's over already.
Sioux Falls, here we come.
I ain't leaving till tomorrow. Man, I can't have two nights of excitement in Sioux Falls.
Man, a good
week. We talked about driving up there tonight, and I said, she says, no. I said, you're right. Because we'd be in a hotel in Sioux Falls.
I wanted to drive up to Sioux Falls tonight, but she said, no.
But she said no, and I said, yeah, I agree. Then I said no.
A prison sentence may be given to a Tennessee man who relieved himself on the cereal conveyor belt at the Kellogg's plant.
Oh. Well, that's where the cereal just lays on that belt. Oh. There's boxes on the belt.
Greg Stanton recorded himself urinating on the conveyor belt in Memphis before posting it online. Kellogg's found out about the video, reported it to authorities and regulators, and the 49-year-old recently pled guilty to tampering counts.
I love that. Urinating on the conveyor belt in Memphis. Who sang that?
He's expected to be sentenced in February.
Urinating in Memphis.
On the conveyor belt in Memphis. With my feet 10 feet off a meal.
Marcone.
Yeah,
Marcone sang that.
Urinating on the conveyor belt in Memphis.
That guy just hated his job.
Oh, my God.
He just had, I'm done with my job. I'm out of here.
My fruity pebbles taste like piss.
Yes, they do.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.